I'm sat here with possibly one of the most exciting up-and-coming artists in the UK, in my opinion.
Thank you, man.
Described as a songwriter worthy of worship and the look and sound of a future star. Oh. I'm sat here with the man called Sam Fender. How are you doing, dude?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to be doing this interview. It's great.
Thank you. I'm excited too.
Worth being in the traffic as long as you were.
Yeah, mate. I don't even talk about it. I'm getting flashbacks.
What was it? 3 hours?
Yeah, four maybe.
Brutal, brutal. So there's a lot of these comments going around the internet about you being next big English star, all sorts of things like this. You're getting praise from Apple, so Beats One, BBC, so on and so forth. What do you think of these comments?
Overwhelmed, thank you very much. I hope I live up to everybody's expectations. I'm going to try my best.
This is why I was saying earlier that I was disappointed that I didn't find you earlier, because when I first listened to you, I've not heard anything like you. You're very individual, the lyrics, the music itself. Have you gone out of your way to create this, or is it purely years of cultivating in a way?
Thanks first of all. Thank you very much. That's very nice. I take that as a compliment. I think you set out to go, you normally go like, I want to be like this or something, especially when I was a bit younger as well. I was kind of probably more hell bent on sounding like anything but myself. And then I think you kind of naturally find your voice. And I've got to that stage now, but I don't think you ever end up sounding like what you went for in the first place. You always kind of end up sounding like something completely different. So that was just completely, it happened organically in the last kind of 2 years, really.
That must be the best way for it to happen, really, mustn't it? It's just grow as an artist.
You've just got to be given the space and the time, and then you'll get your songs. But you're constantly growing and changing, and so I'm still finding out what this is. You know what I mean? Sickly sweet, candied meat in a fragrant, greasy spoon. Knock back black coffee, working till the afternoon. She hardly sleeps, she hardly eats, she hardly breathes when you're in a breathing space.
Can you tell me about an inevitable album? Is that going to happen anytime soon? What is happening?
That is inevitably, yeah, it will happen. But I think we're just kind of, there's no rush with releasing any of it, really. I think we're kind of really, we're enjoying just having the freedom to bring out what we do, and we're not going to rush it. So, yeah. But I think, yeah, definitely we will have an album within a year or something, or maybe.
Within a year. I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to be disappointed otherwise.
Maybe a bit more. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything, actually. Yeah, I don't know. But we will have singles. There'll be more singles. That's what's coming next. I know that.
All right. So when can we expect a single? Because I'd love some new music from you.
Next year.
2018.
Yeah. 2018. Early 2018. Let's start again. Embryonic world. All the books are burned. We'll have to relearn.
Is that going to be going along with your inevitable tour, which is happening in the new year too?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's kind of probably the plan.
Where it's going. Do you have any tour dates or places you're going or anywhere you're looking to go in particular?
I just know that we're going abroad more.
America abroad or Europe abroad? Or can't tell me?
Well, we're going to go to America, obviously. We're going to America at some point. And we're going to America. And we're going to like Europe more, and we're going to do loads of more. We're just doing more of everything.
More of everything. Yeah. More music, more EPs, more touring, more taking your time, all that. Yeah. So I guess this leads kind of well into my last question is, with all that happening, where's the dream, man? Where are you hoping to end up?
It's a hard one, this, because we were talking about this in the car earlier. It's like, what do you define as success? And I think for me, it's like, as long as I'm still doing this and not like, you know, scraping around trying to pay bills in the next, like, as long as I'm doing that for the rest of my life and I can afford to live, and, you know, that's success for me. So whether that's like, you know, just paying the bills or, you know, easily paying the bills, I don't know. Yeah. As long as it like carries on, that's where I want to be. I want to just be constantly doing this. I want to bring out the best albums I possibly can and have a body of work that I'm really proud of. That's what I want.
That's the dream. It's really nice to hear that music passion. It's obviously something you're so in love with, and you're looking forward to this massive future that you have ahead. And dude, I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, man.
Awesome talking to you. Thank you for coming in.
Cheers, man.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what you do in the future.
Yeah, wicked. Thanks
a lot, Sam.
Cheers.